Welcome to the Paris911.com Real Estate Podcast with your host, Connor MacGyver, local agent serving the greater Los Angeles areas
and with their headquarters
in the Santa Clarita Valley.
And good day, everybody. Connor MacGyver, Remax's Paris 911 team headquartered here in Santa Clarita, serving greater LA. Open House Sunday's broadcast. Exciting stuff. Yesterday, we got into the sold Saturdays and gave you some intel as far as the real estate listings that have sold. And where are those prices? Do we have a market where prices are going up, coming down, staying static? Well, we reported on that yesterday. You can see all that intel by going to our main site, Paris911.com, P-A-R-I-S, 911.com, and you'll be able to get the intel there right with the radio show. Tune in on yesterday's Sold Saturdays episode. Check that out. Show number 2015.108. Today is show number 2015.109. We're happy to bring you Open House Sundays. Let's get into some real estate intel, talk about the open house gains that are going on, and then we'll also cover a question that Kathy asked about what the different statuses are online, so when you're searching, you have an idea as to what they really mean. Now, of course, a lot of the websites out there, if it's not a local agent site like MLSBest.com, you might run into issue. The nice thing about that site, MLSBest.com, it's owned and operated by us. Everything on there is as it shows, so it's relevant. In addition to that, you never have to register to search for real estate. So now that you've tried the rest, go ahead and try the best, MLSBest.com. Getting into the local market, 121 new listings have hit the Santa Clarita Valley market in the last 7 days. You want to see those, go to our main site, Paris, P-A-R-I-S-911.com. Punch in the word new into the Mac box at the top part of the screen. Price changes 68. 68 residential real estate listings had their prices modified or changed. We do that show on Fridays. So back it up at Paris911.com. Check out that show to see where we are this particular week. Back on market, properties 39, BOMs back on market. Properties that have bombed, falling out of escrow, and buyers are moving on to something else, or buyers are not buying anything at this particular point because it could be the reason why that property bombed, not selling, could have been that the buyer lost their ability to finance, or in the very beginning, really didn't have the ability to finance, but they were kind of taken for a little bit of a ride by the lender. It's really good to get cross-qualified, folks. Make sure that your lender is giving you a good deal, but even better than a good deal, make sure your lender is giving you the truth about you being pre-qualified. If they're doing it over the telephone with no documents, having to change hands, taking your word for it, more than likely, folks, you might not be approved. You need to submit paperwork, information. It has to be reviewed. It has to be entered into the lender's computer system for it to kick out an approval known as a DU approval. Other people have to look at it. That's kind of what you're looking for. Realistically, if you're going to go out and you're going to buy a house, you want to be the most competitive you can. You're going to go ahead and get all the way with that loan with a complete DU, direct underwriter approval. So ask for that. Go to your lender, or one that we recommend you to use. Maybe you found it at SantaClaritaLending.com, which is one of our sites. You go there, you want a good lender here in the Santa Clarita Valley, the best of the best. We'll refer you, but ask them for that DU approval. Excuse me. Never do that on a show, but I can't stop because we're live. So as far as that goes, after you get the DU approval, then that information, you can take that to the residence that you're looking to purchase. Agent can upload that, and you're good to go. So now we have 92 properties that went into backup offer status, 7 properties expired, 62 properties went pending, 72 properties actually sold. So backing up, we were talking about Kathy had a question, and she wanted to know the different statuses online. It's going to depend on the site. If you're on a real MLS system like MLSBest.com, it's going to show you exactly what the properties really are because there are rules of engagement on that system. It's important, and they tell us, they say, listen, if you're going to put listings on this site, you better make sure that they're actually live and the real thing. For there are people watching, and if, in fact, we start putting up fake listings, we get in trouble. That's not the way with the real estate syndication websites. sometimes they have stuff out there that looks like it's really for sale, when in essence, it's not. So it's good to double check. So some of the information you're going to see online, throw this out to Kathy and everyone else, the first status you might see is something called contingent or contingent backup. So basically that means that this property is in escrow. There is an accepted offer on the property ratified by all parties to the transaction, multiple sellers, multiple buyers, whomever it is. But for the single transaction, offer has been accepted, signed off, and escrow is officially open. So backup means, or what it's supposed to mean, is the seller is entertaining other offers, still allowing the property to be shown, because the offer they have either isn't as good as they want, or they just want an additional offer. So that's a backup status. The problem, throw this out to Kathy and everybody else, the problem is a lot of times that status isn't used in the correct way, where they're really, the seller doesn't want to show the property anymore. They don't want anybody else to see it. They don't want to keep it open because that was a real drag for them. They just want them, they're hoping that this particular offer is going to move out and finish. So they're not going to actually allow anybody in the property. So if that's the case, the agents out there should use the pending status. The pending status meaning the property is in escrow, same as backup. So if you're seeing contingent pending or pending online, that means that they're telling you right off the front they don't want to have anybody else look at the property. They don't want any more offers. In fact, on a lot of these systems, they don't even want that house showing up anymore as being part of the multiple listing service. So one of the things that I will tell you is this, when you're out there looking for real estate online, be careful. Now, the other thing that you might see online, I'll throw this out to everybody else out there, is you might see a listing online that gives an indication that it's really off market or not on the market. Be careful with that. That's a hook, folks. That's just a listing. See, what the syndication sites have done, they've taken every address in the universe, on the planet Earth at least, in the United States of America in most cities, and they've talked about what type of home that is. So they've done a real good job of gathering information, property profiles of every single house out there that's recorded and sold. So they go to public record, they grab square footage, size, everything else, and then they publish it on there with a picture of the front, using some kind of system out there, or maybe past pictures from the MLS, and they publish these listings online, and they give you kind of an indication that they might be for sale when they're really not. What we always recommend when people are trying to look for real estate, get your own agent so your own agent can give you that intel as to what's really going on with the real estate out there you find online. And then if you don't want to tie up with any of the junk, go to MLSBest.com to do your search. Open House Sundays, our resource online for that, Santa Clarita OpenHouses.com. We had one hosted 2 days this week, put up a new listing on Hausman there in Stevenson Ranch, getting a lot of buzz, a lot of visits, a lot of people looking. One of the things we always tell people when it comes to open houses, just be careful when you are going out just to look. Be careful what you sign. Be careful, you know, what information you give up and give away. Sometimes the agents are going to say the seller insists on having everybody that comes into the house sign and give up who they are. And you know what? If you're good with that, then you're good with that. If you don't have a problem with it. If not, turn around and walk away if you don't want to do it. Most open houses are legit. Looking at all the Santa Clarita Valley this morning, there are three properties being hosted open today that are actually in escrow. And come to find out, they're actually being hosted open by agents. The agent's not representative of the seller, so a different agent. And that goes on. So sometimes when you walk into open houses, you might run into an agent that is not actually on the sign outside or representing the seller. They're just hosting the house open. I think that agents should be a little bit more upfront when you walk in, at least tell you, hey, this house is in escrow, but we're entertaining other offers. That would work out, but at least you know that off the forefront. I'm Connor McIver. Thank you so much for listening to our Open House Sundays broadcast. Tomorrow's going to be our Market Mondays. We're going to talk about the real estate market, looking at some Altos reports. I'll get those uploaded on our main site and blogs by the end of business day tomorrow. Then you can look at those. I'm Connor McIver, RE/MAX's Paris 911 team. It's always a pleasure. Check out our Santa Clarita OpenHouses.com resource and the other one that we put up, you know, you feel tight pains in your chest. That's because you're probably not using MLSBest.com to search for real estate. I'm Connor McIver. Cowboy Poetry Festival is today in Newhall, by the way, folks. So that's where I'm getting all this poetry. Reference MLSBest. Everybody have a great day. I appreciate it. Connor McIver, over and out.